Hey, Keegan Randall, congratulations. What a great day for you.
Thanks.
How are you doing in Drummond?
Good, good. I mean, it's been a busy day. So just finished an hour-long Twitter party. That was kind of fun and some good racing. And yeah, looking forward to the final 2 weeks here.
Yeah, it's exciting. So you had an hour Twitter party. What's that all about?
Yeah, it was kind of cool. It was hosted by Kashi, and it was a chance for people to just kind of log on and ask me questions. And I was posing some questions to them and getting answers, and it was kind of all an exchange about positive nutrition. So that was great.
No, that sounds good. So people were tweeting with you from all over the U.S. or all over the world?
Yeah, it was all over the world. We had, seemed like a lot of different people tuning in. So it was pretty fun, by fast.
It sounds like a neat thing to do. Very nice. So you really skied well today, and you almost made the final. But I understand from the points that you've locked up your third sprint gold. Was that correct?
Yes. It was a good day of racing for me. I had great skis today and really good feelings. It was a solid qualifier for me, but I always do better in the rounds, and I was having really strong finishes every time, and was really really bummed not to get to the final. I mean, 0.02, that's just so close. And I was really feeling better every round, so I was a little bit disappointed not to be in the final. But then I heard the news that I had locked up the sprint globe, which I didn't actually realize was possible today. I was just fighting for every point that I could,
sure,
because I knew it was close. So that's an incredible feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. You were skiing really fabulous today, and it was so close. You're right, we were all just watching, and it was just one of those millisecond situations that could go either way. And we were hoping you'd make the final, but like you said, locking up the sprint globe, and I didn't know that it was possible either. I had done a little review yesterday, but so I think you're one of three women who's ever done it, won three sprint globes. Does that sound right?
I hear maybe the two others have done it before. So it's an incredible to be able to put 3 years together like this. I'm so psyched. I mean, this on the Olympics, but the Sprint Cup was still a big goal of mine, so it's nice to have that as to finish the season on a high note.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to have that silver lining, and I mean, three globes is pretty incredible. It sounds like, only a few people have done it. So today's racing, I mean, you looked really smooth out there. You looked really strong. Conditions were tough, weren't they?
Actually, the conditions were some of the better I've seen in Drammen. They chose the salt this time, which kept the tracks pretty firm, and that made it for a lot better skiing. I mean, last year we were skiing sand, it felt like. So this year the conditions were quite good.
Yeah, so comparing to last year, was a lot better. You know, your quarterfinal was a really, it was really interesting to watch. You were in fifth, and you moved up to fourth, and then on the downhill, you just went right into second. Was that part of your strategy, or did it just sort of fall together like that?
I knew there's always a little bit of a draft effect on that downhill, so I made sure to push really hard over the top. And get some momentum on the other girls ahead of time, and then. But my skis were running so well today that it was great to be able to move up into the front, and really have a good position going into that final stretch.
So
it was just nice to have good feelings and have really good skis.
Yeah, no, excellent. It was great to see. In your semi, it looked like you were trying to do almost the same thing, and you came over the roller, and you were back into second. And then into the final stretch, it was really close. Did you think it was, I don't know if you knew it was that close when you were in the final. Did you realize it was that close?
Yeah, I mean, I could tell that someone was over there, and that, I mean, literally like every inch was counting, and I was gunning it with everything I had. I mean, I think, looking back, maybe the mistake I made is I tried to double pole a little bit too far up the hill. In the quarterfinals, I had started striding earlier, and that had kind of given me a little extra momentum. So I think that's maybe where I lost the edge, because I think I had second coming off that final corner. But we were right there with Engel too. So, I knew that final little pitch is always tricky, and I lunged with everything I could. It's always a little bit funky. But yeah, I knew it was going to be tight. But I hoped with it being so tight, it was going to be enough that that other semifinal was quite quick as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it looked like you had it, but like you said, you were leading in the when you came around the corner. But there were a few things that happened in the finishing lanes in a number of heats, and I know that Fallow, she took Marit at the end, and it looked like Marit had it. So it's a bit of an unusual finish, isn't it, with the uphill coming to the finish line?
Yeah, I was definitely watching her do that. I mean, that was kind of the strongest part of my race each time too. So. You just kind of go, man, shoot, if I'd have been in that final, what could I have done on that last stretch? So I think it's great to race on a course where anything can happen like that, and you never know until you cross the finish line. So it's a good course, good atmosphere out there, and Fala is a great competitor.
Absolutely. She's, I think having the Olympic gold has helped her push her a little further, and Hattestad, of course, he was able to lunge and just grab the win over Goldberg as well in the men. So so you're in fifth place overall in the World Cup, and there's a few races left. I don't know if obviously you've been seeing where you are in the World Cup. I guess you're hoping to move up even more.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be sitting quite, high in the overall. And my plan from here on is just to race everything and try to go for as many points as I can. The funny thing is all you can do is go out and race your best. I can't control what the other skiers are going to do. So
sure.
I'm going to just race as hard as I can, race everything, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, you look great today. And, it's always... the last few races are always full of lots of tension, and anything can happen. So is it possible for you to, with the points, to get into third again?
To be honest, I haven't looked at it. And like I said, I don't know. So I really just have to go out there and ski as hard as I can and fight for points. And yeah, who knows? But yeah. I think it would be a pretty tough to get up that high.
Yeah, but still fifth is really remarkable. So okay, well, Keegan, great. It's fabulous to see you win a third globe. Congratulations. It's another milestone for the team and for yourself, and tough Olympics, but to come away with a third globe is really sweet to have under your belt. And of course, we'll see what happens with the rest of the season.
Sounds great.
Okay, congratulations. We'll take care.
Yep.